Qatar holds world's first halal World Cup. Beer banned at stadiums, fans told to cover shoulders, knees. Doha, Qatar, scripting a new Islamic chapter in football history. Qatar seems to be hosting the first ever halal World Cup as the Islamic country issued Sharia guidelines for fans. On Friday, FIFA announced that the World Cup organizers have banned the sale of alcohol near stadiums in Qatar. FIFA and Qatari organizers were in late talks about whether beer would be sold in stadiums during the tournament, which begins on Sunday. The decision was announced by FIFA through the FIFA Media Twitter account. Following discussions between host country authorities and FIFA, a decision has been made to focus the sale of alcoholic beverages on the FIFA Fan Festival, other fan destinations and licensed venues, removing the sales points of beer from Qatar's FIFA World Cup 2022 stadium perimeters, FIFA said in a statement. Even as supporters can purchase alcohol at official fan zones throughout the competition, the sale of beer at matches has been a thorny issue. There is no impact on the sale of Bud Zero, which will remain available at all of Qatar's World Cup stadiums. Host country authorities and FIFA will continue to ensure that the stadiums and surrounding areas provide an enjoyable, respectful and pleasant experience for all fans. The tournament organizers appreciate AB InBev's understanding and continued support of our joint commitment to cater for everyone during the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022, it further said in the statement. Earlier, in a decision that has garnered criticism from across the world, the Qatar government issued attire guidelines for fans visiting the Middle Eastern country for FIFA World Cup 2022. In a statement issued by Qatar Tourism, the authority has asked the fans flocking to the country to wear appropriate clothes, keeping in mind the local culture. Attitudes towards dressing in Qatar are relaxed, but visitors, men as well as women, are expected to show respect for the local culture by avoiding excessively revealing clothes in public. It is generally recommended for men and women to ensure their shoulders and knees are covered, read a statement issued by Qatar Tourism on their website. Spectators have been urged to respect Qatar's legal and cultural norms, including its restrictions on drinking, drugs, sexual activity, and attire. Touching especially on clothing, travelers may want to reconsider their choices in light of the restrictions that Qatar has put in place. The football extravaganza will begin on November 20th and will go on till December 18th. In the first match, the Ecuadorian team will clash with the host team, Qatar. The 32 countries qualified for the 2022 FIFA World Cup are Qatar, hosts, Argentina, Brazil, England, France, Spain, Belgium, Portugal, Germany, the Netherlands, Uruguay, Croatia, Denmark, Mexico, the United States, Senegal, Wales, Poland, Australia, Japan, Morocco, Switzerland, Ghana, Korea Republic, Cameroon, Serbia, Canada, Costa Rica, Tunisia, Saudi Arabia, Islamic Republic of Iran, Ecuador. The World Cup in 2022 will be held in 8 different stadiums across the Middle Eastern nation of Qatar: Lusail Iconic Stadium, Al Bayt Stadium, Ahmad bin Ali Stadium, Khalifa International Stadium, Stadium 974, Al Thumama Stadium, Education City Stadium, Al Wakra Sports Complex. With inputs from agencies. Thank you for listening to the organizer.